With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump has tapped Pam Bondi to be the Attorney General. That comes just hours after his first choice, Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a former Attorney General of Florida. In the meantime, GOP senators breathing a sigh of relief, some of them, now that Gaetz has withdrawn as the president's nominee. Here's Bob Agnew.
Gaetz has faced a blistering storm of criticism over the past several days over allegations of sexual misconduct. Several GOP senators say he faced an uphill climb getting the votes needed for confirmation. Senator Roger Wicker, the incoming chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says Gaetz's decision to withdraw is a positive development. In pulling out, Gaetz acknowledged the allegations he's facing had become a distraction. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the world's top war crimes court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and the Hamas military chief, accusing all of them of crimes against humanity. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The warrants said there was reason to believe Netanyahu and former defense minister Yoav Gallant had used starvation as a method of warfare by restricting humanitarian aid and have intentionally targeted civilians in Israel's campaign against Hamas in Gaza, charges Israeli officials deny. Netanyahu condemned the warrant against him, saying Israel, quote, rejects with disgust the absurd and false actions by the court. In a statement released by his office, he said, quote, there is nothing more just than the war Israel has been waging in Gaza. Bernie Bennett reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says past negotiations with the U.S. only confirmed Washington's, quote, unchangeable hostility toward Pyongyang, and he describes his nuclear buildup as the only way that he will be able to counter external threats. This is SRN News. A warning to churches from the ATF.
The Boston Bureau of that agency is urging houses of worship in Massachusetts and Rhode Island to beef up their security after several attacks. Churches in Franklin, Kingston, and Woonsocket have been the target of arsonists recently, and the ATF fears there will be more incidents. The Bureau says congregations should install security cameras, keep in close contact with local law enforcement, and consider organizing regular patrols of their church neighborhood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern, hoping that President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians. ICC says the U.S. has an opportunity now to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Well, a big change is in the works, and it'll affect TV viewers. Correspondent Rita Foley explains what's going on.
CNBC and MSNBC were one-time stars of Comcast, NBC, Universal's cable television networks. But as consumers increasingly dump cable for streaming platforms, Comcast is spinning them off into a new company. They will no longer have any corporate connection to NBC News. MSNBC's relationship with NBC News has caused some awkwardness, particularly as the network has become known for its liberal commentators, while still attached to a news division that stresses impartiality. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street Thursday, a day of green, especially with the Dow Industrials up 461 points on the day. NASDAQ gained 8 points. S&P 500 was ahead 31. More details at srnnews.com.